Yes, we're coming 3,000 miles across the country from New York to, which is also where I'm from, to L.A. So it'll be up here in a moment, and it's all yours.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sinan Khan, and I'm going to be talking about mass prophylaxis and alternate modes of dispensing. I would like to thank Dr. Anka Richter for all her help on this. And let's start with addressing what are pods. Well, pods stand for point of dispensing. This is an approach that keeps people away from hospitals during a mass prophylaxis emergency. Pods can be any sites that are chosen by your jurisdiction, which could be senior centers, and it could be convention centers, schools, etc. So let's look at the case of Los Angeles County. Los Angeles County has 9.9 million residents, up to 1 million tourists a year. A lot of undocumented immigrants, and it has neighboring borders with all of its counties, including Orange County, which has a massive population as well. So we estimated that during an emergency, Los Angeles County would have to prophylax about 12 million people in 48 hours. Where does the 48-hour requirement come from? Well, that's a requirement provided to us by the CDC. Based on our estimates, it would require 167 pod sites to prophylax that many people in 48 hours, and it would require a staff of 48,000 people. Piece of cake, right? So what are the solutions? Well, for this study, we went through the Lessons Learned website and a lot of other resources, looked at a lot of after-action reports, and came up with the best alternate modes of dispensing, which are considered best practices in other jurisdictions, and decided to apply them to Los Angeles County and see what we come up with. What we came up with was pre-positioning for medications, dispensing at businesses, sheltered-in populations, colleges and universities, major hotel chains, HMOs, door-to-door dispensing, drive-through dispensing, and dispensing through pharmacies. Pre-positioning of medications, there are two different pre-positionings that we looked at. One was pre-positioning at hospitals, which involved pre-positioning medications for all hospital employees and their families, as well as the patients. The reason for including families was we were hoping to address some of the absenteeism associated with major incidents. The other pre-positioning is for civil sector employees. The reason behind this is for prophylaxis. Most of our employees are going to come from the civil service sector, and we wanted to make sure we could tap in as many employees as possible. Once again, we take into consideration the average family size in Los Angeles County. The biggest advantage of this approach is actually you reduce absenteeism. You have more employees showing up, and you reduce the stress on your pod sites. It prophylaxes your employees before the SNS gets there. It takes time for the SNS to arrive. Think about this. If you have your pod staff pre-prophylaxed before the SNS even arrives, you're in great shape to meet that 48-hour requirement. The next step that we look at is dispensing at businesses. We wanted to in Los Angeles County, we want to target critical infrastructure, power, water, communications. This requires an MOU, one of those things that will take time. And most businesses actually have occupational nurses. The nurses can dispense medications. So this really reduces the pressure on your clinical staff, which is hard to come by during an emergency. Besides reducing pressure on staff, it keeps a whole bunch of people away from pods. That's the key. You want to reduce the pressure on your pods. And it provides businesses incentive to participate in this approach simply because it provides a way to reduce economic loss during an emergency. The sheltered-in populations are populations that are living in nursing homes, in nursing home, group homes, and residential care. This population is going to have a very hard time getting to your points of dispensing during an emergency. As seen during Katrina, this population has a lot to lose. They suffer a lot during any kind of emergency. If you target sheltered-in population in Los Angeles County, that's a huge population. And besides providing medication to this population, it provides an additional advantage besides community outreach, and that is a lot of jurisdictions are having special needs sections in their pods. That requires more staff. That requires additional planning. in case of Los Angeles County, if you can provide these, if you can provide for this population in their home care setting, you really reduce the number of staff that are required at PODS and a lot of the special needs that you need to address at PODS. Colleges and universities, this is an approach that's taken on the East Coast, and a lot of students on the East Coast are from out of state, so they are basically staying at dormitories in universities. Most of their healthcare actually comes from universities themselves. Universities can be a great source of medical and non-medical staff. It's because they have a lot of medical faculty who can dispense medications. Dispensing through major hotel chains, this was an approach taken by Las Vegas. The reason is because the Las Vegas population swells by a great deal, especially during the summers or Thanksgiving weekend. I'm sure many of you have been there, and a lot of people are staying at these resorts. The approach that Las Vegas has is instead of having them running around getting to PODS, it'll make it very easy for them if they can get their medications at the resort itself. This applies to Los Angeles County. Los Angeles County sees a large number of tourists, especially in high-density areas like Beverly Hills, Hollywood, the Hollywood area, Universal Studios, or downtown Los Angeles itself. Dispensing through HMOs. HMOs have a massive infrastructure. They can track everything, every kind of resource that they have. Colorado took an approach where they approached Kaiser, and they basically had an MOU where without a fee-for-service, Kaiser would dispense medications to everyone. To people insured by Kaiser. Door-to-door dispensing is something you've heard a lot about. This has to do with the USPS approach of dispensing medications. Although this is only available to CRI areas, Chesapeake, Virginia took it a step further, and they decided to use school buses. They partnered up with their schools to dispense medications door-to-door. And drive-through dispensing has been in play for a very long time, especially with the flu clinics. What ends up happening is there is isolation, so people sit in their cars, they just drive through. It's just like going through a drive-through McDonald's, except you get a shot and some medication. Dispensing through pharmacies is another important approach, and this is because 95% of the U.S. population lives within 5 miles of a pharmacy. Most pharmacists working at these pharmacies are very familiar with their patients, and there is a sense of community. Besides that, people know where their pharmacies are, so instead of finding the closest pod, they can go through these pharmacies. Based on the nine approaches that you've just seen, the biggest issue is, without actually exercising them, how do you know which approach is going to work in your jurisdiction? What we are trying to do here is figure out which approach is going to work best given the limited resources that you have, given the problems that you have, which approach is going to work best. There are several ways to do this, to quantify basically the qualitative issues that you're facing. Multi-attribute decision analysis is one of them, and it takes into account the trade-off decision makers are willing to make in order to come up with the best solution possible. In order to do that, you have to come up with a list of what's important. In the case of Los Angeles County, the important things were the number of people that you can reach, how much staff is going to be reduced by taking one approach into account as compared to a traditional pod, and the amount of security it's going to take. As you all know, Los Angeles County is massive. There's a history of rioting, and let's face it, there's always a shortage of staff. After completing our analyses, what we found was the civil service option worked best, followed by the HMO option, and the next was the business pods and hospital options. Based on the sensitivity analysis, on the tree, when you look at percent of the staff reduction, you also looked at the number of people that can be reached. When you cross-compared those, so the different trade-offs that you assigned to each one, we found that our results were insensitive. The civil service option worked best, no matter what. And under no circumstances did university, door-to-door, the sheltered-in population, or the hotel option come into play. This was simply because the number of people that can be reached. Los Angeles County population is so massive, and the largest employer in Los Angeles County is actually the County of Los Angeles itself. There are more civil service employees in Los Angeles County than any other sector. That's the reason why the civil service option came up with as the best. Plus, you had no. Plus, it gave you a massive staff reduction. These analyses are specific to Los Angeles County alone. It's because every jurisdiction needs to decide what's important to themselves or by themselves. Thanks. And I lost my train of thought. Each jurisdiction has to decide what's important for themselves, because the problems that Los Angeles County may face may not be the problem in other jurisdiction. So every jurisdiction needs to come up with a list of what's important and what trade-offs they're willing to make. This is a good starting point, as it lists out your sources of agreement and disagreements. One of the things that we did not consider in this study is cost, and we're hoping to refine this model for future studies. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that, and I enjoyed knowing what they're doing in Las Vegas, because I thought you'd have to put water in and pull the thing down and out would...
Based on what I've heard, they did consider that approach.
They did, yeah, they did. But now that they've gone to all digital slots, it's much harder.